So we're on our way home. Last time you joined us, we were in Henderson. We ran into a guy that we knew, Craig Duncan. We had a chat with him. So we decided to stop here in Marshall at the Bear Creek Smokehouse and have a chat with a fellow that I met last year on our way to Galveston on family vacation. His name is Robbie Schultz. This is a pretty incredible place, but anyway, we're going to tell you about it today on a tailgate talk. So, Robbie, this is a kind of a big year for Bear Creek, right?
It is. We're 80 years old this year, Blake. 80 years. And so, you know, if you want to ask me about the history of it, how long do we have? Because, you know, condense 80 years down in a few minutes.
Yeah, you're looking good for 80.
I took a few days off.
How did you get here?
Well, I'll tell you. My old granddaddy started it years ago. My granddad and dad sweat rolling off their back on this old farm. We got about 1,500 acres here. Always had hogs, cattle, raised cotton, that kind of stuff.
And yeah.
Anyway, out of necessity, coming out of the Depression, he had an uncle that was an ag teacher out in Grapeland, Texas. He said, you can get more, a better feed conversion rate on turkeys than you can hogs and cattle. So we started raising turkeys in 1943, raised about 600 that first year, and it just took off from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you ship meat everywhere.
Nationwide, yeah. We sell to all the big grocery chains, more commodity-type products and everything. But here at the general store, I like to tell everybody that, you know, we're more of a boutique-type smokehouse. You know, everything is still done by hand. You know, it's not just machinery. Putting cool. Meat in packages and everything, and it's handcrafted.
And you got bacon.
We got bacon,
and that's pretty cool.
I think the best in the world. When you get fresh garden ripe tomatoes, there ain't nothing better than a BLT.
I mean, the thing about it is, I'm from Conway County, and we got Pettigene meats, and so I mean, it neck and neck. I don't want to argue with you.
I'm gonna send you home with some bacon.
Oh,
call me later, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with you then.
Yes, all right. Sir.
So this, what we're looking at right now, didn't get here overnight.
No.
And you didn't get it from, it's not a product of laziness.
No, it's not. It's not. My shirt tails has hardly touched my back since I was born, brother. I'm going to tell you, but you know what? It's been a very fulfilling and rewarding life growing up out here on this farm. Watched my granddad and my dad do it. Neither of the three of us have a college education. My son runs this big plant over here. He doesn't have one, but, you know, people need to get an education, but we got our education out here with hard work and sweat rolling down our back and, you know, seeing the product of our labor.
So there's a verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, I think, that says, be strong, be diligent, your labor will be rewarded. And I think that's just what I think of when I sit here and look around me. I mean, literally, I'm surrounded by the fruit of y'all's labor.
Yeah, well, God has really blessed us here. But we've been very diligent about our work, and we're very passionate about what we do. You know, our company motto is food, family, and faith. It's right there on the front of our cookbook. It always has been. And so, you know, it's a big part of our life, and working hard, keeping the faith, and all that sort of thing has really paid off, I'll tell you.
Hard work, hard work.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, before we sign off, I just want to encourage you today. If you're watching this, regardless of where you are, we've been reminded today that hard work matters. You know, in previous tailgate talks, we've talked about the importance of hard work, that we're not supposed to be given to laziness and all of that. But there's one thing that we've got to be reminded, and there's one thing that hard work won't produce, and that is a relationship with God. That only comes through grace and through a relationship with Jesus. And so, if you'd like to know more about a relationship with Jesus and having your sin forgiven, contact us through this LifeWord page. We'd love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus. For now, we're going to sign off. We're going to let Robbie get back inside. I think you guys are kind of shutting down for the day, aren't you?
Getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting ready, but From here, I go start feeding cows.
Oh, well, now's when the fun works.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, I got to do some of that when I get home. So, all right. Hey, you never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. This tour is almost over, and so tune in next week. I can't wait to show you where we're going to be then. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. Thank you for joining us today, and I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.